107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Wednesday, May 15th. Let's continue our conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. And a special recognition for an individual with Stratford Public Library.
Krista Robinson and the CAO of the, continues and her staff to crush public library services in town. Melanie Kindrachuk, Melanie, recognized by the Ontario Public Libraries Association for Leadership in Adult Readers Advisory Award. Just amazing work. Congratulations, Melanie. I want to a shout out for the food drive that's coming up on Friday to support their snack program, the Hungry Minds food drive that's coming up at Zaire's between 10 a.m., if my mind serves me right, and 5 p.m. on Friday, May the 17th. It's all about, supporting their snack shop. And if I could give a shout-out to a book, if a teacher or a parent's listening, there's a book called Saturday at the Food Pantry, and it's about a young girl. And I can think about, the challenges knowing you're getting your food for your lunch from our, our local, House of Blessing or wherever. And it's a wonderful story that I've shared with our grandchildren about a young lady that's, struggling with the feelings about, being insecure, being her mom at the food bank. So, just great work at the public library. I can't say enough. And congratulations, Melanie, on this award.
Yeah, well-deserved. And another big success, McHappy Day.
$10,000 generated, Carrie Probert and your group. A special shout out to William Mason II and the Erie Street store. I was blessed to be out there with during the day with a number of volunteers and sponsors. I was on duty with the group from Linton Windows and Doors, but $10,000 raised to support our local Ronald McDonald House. I get a whole new meaning when I watch the commercials on television when you're part of this event, knowing that the dollars generated for families coming out. Catherine and I went back out that night, and families just jammed in waiting to support a crazy, amazing cause, and nobody complaining about the lineup or the wait. Everybody and people shouting back numbers and passing food back. But what a great event to support, individuals that are in challenging times when a loved one is ill. So a huge shout out once again to our local McDonald's stores, Carrie Probert, William Mason, and the entire crew, 10,000 that will support a lot of people moving forward.
Yeah, with Ronald McDonald House Charities. And it just was a great day for that. Certainly great support for that. Yes. So we got a challenge going out, cereal box challenge.
Well, that challenge, thank you for mentioning it, did take place. Sometimes when you get dragged down and negative things are happening, the best remedy is to do something positive. A shout out to the City Hall staff and other individuals, the clerk's office, Vicky at the clerk's office. This is not her first ground, but I'll leave a photo. This is amazing. Go online and watch this Domino cereal box challenge. It's just amazing. I laid on the floor and tipped the boxes over, and it was just, I didn't move because it was just a rat-a-tat-tat of boxes falling. All those boxes of cereal that were donated go to the House of Blessing and other food agencies. But it was just a neat event. A little things doing big differences in people's lives. So a feel-good thing, but a shout-out to Vicky. If you get a chance, I'll try to get it posted on my Instagram.
Oh, for sure. We'll share it. And we'll see if we can share it, too.
It was just made me smile.
Yeah,
and it was a small thing.
There you go. And a big thing is certainly the Stratford General Hospital Foundation In Our Hands campaign.
It continues that $30 million campaign, largely to support the new units, the chemotherapy and the pharmacy units. That work continues. I want to get this out on people's timetable now, and I'll mention it again in a couple of weeks. But put it on your calendar on Saturday, June the 2nd, at our Stratford Municipal Airport, a phenomenal location. Between 8 a.m. and noon, there's a drive-in or fly-in if your arms or your airplane will carry you. Annual breakfast to support the foundation, the In Our Hands campaign. It's a pancake and bacon breakfast, supported by the Perth County Flying Club. I, you know, recommend it for two reasons. One, to support the great work on the foundation, Cheryl Hunt and the group on that, but also to take a look at that amazing facility. And there's so much going on now. And also, you talk about what a connection. That's where our Air Orange flies out of.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
number of families, I think last year, 30 emergency situations were addressed through Air Orange right on that tarmac there. And that's amazing. And so get out there to support the foundation and support this amazing, I think, hidden gem in our community in the Stratford Municipal Airport.
All right, thanks for the heads up on that. Wrapping up our time, our discussion with the City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. We've got to the long weekend fast approaching, but that means the Canada Day Parade not too far away.
Wow, you know, just a big shout out to Heather doing an amazing job with organizing, Heather Denny organizing, helping us organizing. As you know, we've partnered over the last several years with the Stratford and District Saddle Club and Charlie Swartwood and the Bethel Church with regards to hosting this amazing event. The registration is now over. It's not over.
Oh.
Pull it back. Sorry, Heather. It's not over.
Remains open.
It's open. Thank you. We have over 15 floats now already registered.
But it's not too late. Too late by all means.
Definitely. There's a max of 45 floats. It's $50 to register. It is a great day to walk, ride, sit and watch that parade. I look forward to it every year. Lead this year, none other than
CJCS
with the 100th year celebration. There last year, we had our very own kind of queen, Jean Aitchison, the Governor General's Award winner, as our lead float. This year, CJCS will be leading the parade. There's opportunities not only to register as a float, but as a volunteer to take care of the barricades, to keep it safe, and to walk the route. So, I remind people to take a look at that. Get your service club, get your business out there. There are so many unique things you can do for Canada Day. And as you said, we're approaching another holiday this weekend. And I want to give a shout out to our farmers. It's been a late spring, not getting on the land. I know I'm itching. Guys are ready to roll. Men and women in the ag business are ready to roll. And the weather hasn't cooperated. But once we're on the road and heading to the field, it's going to be busy. So a reminder just to share the road. Be patient behind that big cultivator or that 12-row corn planter as those men and women are making it to the field to plant the crops that we consume. So I want to acknowledge that as we get into a long weekend, wherever you're traveling, you might come across a big farm vehicle. Be patient with that.
City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. Martin, always a pleasure. And you and yours have a great long weekend, too.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to a little bit of time with family and friends.